I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The impact of the ongoing federal government shutdown is being felt in Metro Atlanta. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s childhood home, historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, and the Visitor Center at the MLK National Historic Site in Atlanta are closed amid the federal government shutdown. As for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, contingency plans show that 63% of employees could be furloughed until the government reopens. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden dealt with a government shutdown in 2013. He spoke to NPR on Sunday.
It meant that we couldn't continue doing laboratory work. We had to scale back some of our tracking systems for disease. Samples were stacking up in our receiving centers.
A vote to end the shutdown with a short-term spending bill is scheduled for midday today. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Elsewhere in the state, officials at Fort Gordon, Robins Air Force Base, and Fort Stewart say employees are reporting to work today. They also stress the shutdown won't affect defense operations. Well, gas prices in Georgia have climbed 10 cents since the start of the year and 2 cents in the last week. Gas averages $2.40 a gallon across the state, according to the Auto Club AAA. The priciest gas is on the coast and the cheapest in Warner Robins. A AAA spokesman says the climbing prices are unusual in January when demand for gas usually falls after holiday travel. Public health officials report that 7 more Georgians have died from the flu, bringing the total to 12 deaths across the state. According to the Department of Public Health, there were 40 hospitalizations in Metro Atlanta due to influenza infection during the week of January 7th. The Telegraph of Macon reports that some hospitals coping with a large influx of flu patients have put restrictions on visitors. Health experts acknowledge that this year's vaccine has not worked as well as hoped, but they continue to urge people to get a flu shot. Atlanta is continuing to deal with the ongoing City Hall bribery investigation. Adam Smith, who served as the city's top procurement officer, was found guilty of taking at least $44,000 in bribes. Smith provided secret recordings of his dealings to federal investigators, but he was still sentenced to 27 months in prison last week. Speaking to CBS 46, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says Smith's action demonstrates the need for new processes for how the city does business.
It's a reminder that we can't put our trust in a person. It has to be in a process, and a process that's above reproach, and that's what I continue to be committed to as mayor of this city.
Bottom says the city will rely on the business community, law enforcement, and the tech industry to help restructure its purchasing process. Well, the Port of Savannah is celebrating a big milestone, moving 4 million cargo containers in a single year. The Georgia Ports Authority announced the breakthrough Monday. Savannah Docks handled just over 4 million container units of imports and exports for the first time during the 2017 calendar year. That's an increase of 11% over 2016 and comes less than 4 years after the Savannah port surpassed 3 million container units for the first time in a 12-month period. Georgia Ports Executive Director Griff Lynch says Savannah saw more growth than expected last year from giant ships arriving through an expanded Panama Canal. Lynch said the Port of Savannah will likely remain above 4 million containers when its 2018 fiscal year ends June 30th. In sports, one of Atlanta United's newest players is gaining a lot of attention in the soccer community. After weeks of speculation, the team announced that it signed Ezekiel Barco over the weekend. Atlanta paid a $15 million transfer fee for the 18-year-old Argentinian, which is the highest in Major League Soccer history. Speaking on ESPN, soccer analyst Alejandro Moreno says the move could inspire other top athletes to join teams in the U.S.
The more talented and young players that you get coming into Major League Soccer from abroad, it gives Major League Soccer then a bigger platform to showcase its product. Major League Soccer should be very happy about this, and so should Atlanta United fans.
Atlanta United begins preseason play next month. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.